Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 18th. Happy Resurrection Day, and happy birthday to one of my most faithful listeners, my dad. Happy birthday, Dad. I hope you have a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day to celebrate Christ's resurrection, and in services today, we'll be celebrating the Lord's Supper together. I hope you'll be able to join us. I want to go ahead and tell you this week's memory verse. I didn't do such a good job of that last week. It's John chapter 14 and verse 6. We'll talk about this in the sermon today. In the English Standard Version, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The context of this passage is that Jesus tells his disciples, you know the way to where I'm going. And then Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And there Jesus clearly states that he is the way. He's the truth and he's the life. And that no one can go to the Father unless they believe in Jesus the Son. Let's move over to our daily readings, and we're going to start with Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 48. Just a quick little passage about the cleansing of the temple and the fact that the temple was meant to be a house of prayer. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching them daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him. But they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. As we worship together today, may we focus in on the sanctuary at Mountain Brook Baptist or wherever we are, that it is a house of prayer. Let us pray even before we step into the building. Lord, I know that you meet me in this place. Help me to be aware of your Spirit's leading. As we read God's word, may we pray, Lord, open up your scriptures to me. As we sing, help us to worship and praise the Lord with purity of heart. And so we pray, Lord, create in me a clean heart and help me as I worship you today. Our second passage is Mark chapter 14, verses 53 through 65. And they led Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priest and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands. Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you? But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest tore his garments and said, What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision? And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows. Before I make any commentary about this passage, I want to go back and read verse 62 again, where Jesus says to the high priest, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." In this little phrase, Jesus is saying so much. He begins by saying, "I am." Remember in the Gospel of John, there are 7 I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We talked about Jesus as the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. Well, here Jesus says, "I am." And it makes us think about that divine nature of Jesus. And if you think all the way back to the Old Testament, where Moses is interacting with God at the burning bush, and Moses is being sent to Pharaoh, and he says, "Who do I say sent me?" And God says to Moses, "I am who I am." In other words, the self-existent God, who is not derived or contingent, he does not wait on us to tell him who he is. He is who he is. "I am sent you." And here, Jesus, using these 2 words, "I am," is giving them a flashback to that story with Moses and God. And he's saying, "I have divine identity. I'm the one in the burning bush. I'm the Messiah, and I ultimately have authority." Now, there's another thing going on here in Jesus' words. He's also referencing Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, which is a key messianic prophecy from the Old Testament, highlighting the connection between the Son of Man who was prophesied in Daniel's day and himself, the one who one day will come again on the clouds of heaven, and the one who we know is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father. I wish I could say more about that, but we need to move on to our last passage for the day, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 3. "When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace." This passage reminds us that wickedness has consequences. When we are wicked, then contempt comes, and then dishonor, and also disgrace. An application point for us is that our integrity matters. And so, Lord, give us hearts that are pure and ready to serve you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Father, as we approach Sunday, the Resurrection Day, we think about corporate worship. And we pray, Lord, that as we gather or as we have gathered this week and will again next week, that you would do in our hearts something wonderful as we gather, as we sing, as we pray, as we read. Lord, help us to be conduits of your grace to everyone we encounter today. Help us to be sensitive to those around us. Help us to be mindful that we don't know everything that's going on behind someone's eyes. Help us to be prayerful, to recognize our dependence upon you, and to lift others up as we intercede on their behalf when we're with them in worship. Bless the church staff, I pray, Lord, and the lay leaders who are teaching around the building. Give them a pure sense of their mission to help others flourish in the gospel. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.